Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
In other words, each and every one of us are very expensive. Think about that for a minute. Jesus bought and paid a price by his blood for the washing away of your sin. Watch this, never to be remembered against you anymore. If you got your Bibles, would you turn with me to the book of Galatians, chapter 6. I love the book of Galatians because it's a very corrective book. He has to correct them. He calls them foolish sometimes because they begin to go away from some of the teachings that the Apostle Paul had spoken. They were always kind of harassing Paul because they never, not these people as well as the second one, never forgot his background. He was very brilliant. He was the who's who of Jews. I mean, he was powerful. He had authority from the high priestess to actually drag people out in the streets and kill them, women and children, and he did it because they thought the Christians were against God Almighty, that how could God have a son when the scripture says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one." And that is true. He's one, yet he's three. You one, yet you three. You have a spirit, you're housed in a soul and clothed in a body, creating the image of God's. Think about that for a minute. So it's such a blessing of the Lord. So in this book of Galatians, I mean, there's some wonderful things. And I just want to say in Galatians chapter 5, he talks about Christian liberty there. And then in verse 7, he talks about love fulfills the law. So you don't have to be homiletical, hermeneutical, philosophical, theological. If you don't do it my way, you can have the highway. No, Paul was talking about the gospel of grace. And then also in chapter 5, he talked about in verse 16 all the way down, walking in the Spirit. In every area, he had such wonderful things. And in chapter 6, he had bear and share the burdens. And let me just read verse 1. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, ye who are spiritual, restore such one in spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, so fulfill the law of Christ. In other words, show love divinely. People make mistakes, but that doesn't mean they make them forever. We also believe in the power of forgiveness. It's a wonderful, it's actually an art to forgive. If you go on reading in verse 6 of Galatians chapter 6, you'll see it says, be generous and do good. That's let him who is taught in the word, verse 6, and all good things with him who teaches. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, whatsoever men sow it, that we also reap. From verse 11 to 15, he talks about the glory only in the cross. There's so much revelation in Paul's teaching. If you read from 11 through verse 15 of Galatians chapter 6, what I want to get to actually is Galatians chapter 6, verse 16. And it says, as many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one trouble me. They were constantly troubling. They didn't call him an apostle and things of that nature. For I bear in my body, and I'd like you to underline that if you have a Bible or an iPad or whatever. For I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Then he said something phenomenal in verse 18. He said, brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. With your spirit. Because grace is a spiritual thing. You see, and most people like to deal with it in the flesh. I can do anything I want because I'm saved by God. No, no. Let the grace be with your spirit to understand what that means. I want to talk this morning on this Father's Day about the badges of sacredness. The badges of sacredness. I'm not going to preach real long. I just want to get this in you. And these badges of sacredness are the marks of being a Christian. Can people decree or see that you're a Christian before you ever open up your mouth? As you come walking, do you bear the marks of Christianity? Do you bear the marks of what it means to know the Lord Jesus, to be born again? These badge of sacredness. Because you see in these marks, and I want you to write this down and give some room, when you understand the marks of bearing of Jesus into your body, into your spirit, into your soul, that's ownership. Write that down. Ownership, then leave some room for that. See, ownership, that's what that's saying. He was saying, I bear the marks of Jesus Christ in my body. In other words, I am no longer who I am. I'm owned. I'm a slave to God's word, but in a good way. And then out of that ownership, and it saves some room for this, comes advertisement. In other words, because you bear the marks of Jesus Christ, you have ownership. People know you're owned by God Almighty, and you're an advertising board, an advertisement of who He is. No, like a billboard when they see you. Then when you understand ownership and advertisement, then the next thing that will happen will be genuineness. But people could see how genuine you are. That the only, you hear me say thousands of times, the only Jesus some people may ever see is the Jesus in you or the Jesus in me. So the badges of sacredness is ownership, advertisement, and genuineness. And I want to talk about that today. That's why Paul told, but y'all just leave me alone. If you can't believe what I say, just look at the marks. Just see what I've done. Now, sad today, thank God that we don't go through some of those things that he has. Some people do. Some of the terrible persecution, because when you have a Christian nation, you stop that. When God changed Rome into a Christian nation through an emperor, that stopped that stuff. So politics is very important. That's why it says, pray for your leaders that you can live a peaceful, gentle, quiet life. You see what I'm saying? So for people to know you on the badges of sacredness, you must have ownership, you must have advertisement, and you must have genuineness. So I want to talk about that today. So write this down. We're going to start with ownership here. A brand, in other words, you have the brand of Christ. You've been branded because you're owned. A brand implies ownership, which means you are no longer your own. So a lot of people like to call me. They say, Brother Jesse, no. That's why I don't touch the glory of God. Because you see, I am a branded person. Back in those days, they would usually set a slave free after 7 years. Or if a slave didn't want to be free because he loved his master, they put an awl in his ear. And he said, I would never leave my master. Think about that. See, that was ownership. See what I'm saying? So a brand implies ownership, which means you are no longer your own. So a lot of people say about me, and I don't mean to sound arrogant, that man really is a Christian. It's amazing you get around him. I had one of the most wonderful compliments doing this this week here, there in Fort Walton Beach and also in Destin. I went to churches I had never went to, and they said, you got such a humble spirit. I said, now when I'm behind the pulpit, I can get, I'm very strong and believe what I do. I said, yeah. I said, well, I came here, and they just was just giving me all kind of accolades. And I said, excuse me. I said, evidently, I didn't cause you to see Jesus because you're giving me too many compliments. Yeah, but you're such a nice man. I said, well, I'm owned. You know, I have a badge of sacredness. You see, that's why people get so out of shape when a preacher messes up sexually, financially, whatever. Why? Because you find out, where was the badge of sacredness? How did that happen? How could that be? How could you fall like that? Because you see, out of 7.8 billion people, God called you to preach this gospel, to live this gospel, and you would desecrate that? So that's why people are so shocked. When we had the PTL scandal, people were shocked. We had the Jimmy Swaggart scandal. They were totally shocked, completely. See, when you hold these positions of high authority, when a president messes up, you're totally shocked because they should be examples of who we are or who Christ is. Because this nation has been founded upon Judeo-Christian ethic. So let me say it again. A brand implies ownership, which means you are no longer your own. You see, your brand says to others that you have given up complete control of oneself to Christ. Write that down. Your brand, which means your badge of sacredness, says that your brand says to others that you have given up complete control of oneself to Christ. See, that's why you can understand Paul saying, it's not me that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life which I now live. In the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me so I don't frustrate the grace of God because it would be frustrated in the spirit. So I've had a lot of people say, wow, you've never had a scandal. Never. And I never will. Why? Because I'm not my own. I have given myself completely to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm persecuted a lot because of the blessings of the Lord in my life, spiritually, physically, and financially. I had a wonderful compliment in an elevator. I got caught in an elevator, stuck. The elevator shut down. I was in there by myself. And I thought, now, I'm going to get out of here. So I said, and the Lord said, well, look around, read. I thought, well, I don't think anybody's writing on the walls. So I'm looking around like this, man. I look down and it says, if you are stuck, call. So somebody else must have been stuck. So I pressed this little button and nothing happened. And I pressed it again and nothing happened. And I pressed it again. Finally, it said, can we help you? I said, yes, I'm stuck. The elevator won't go up. It won't go down. I can't open the door. And I'm in here. And I know what they're thinking. Am I claustrophobic? I said, no, I'm not claustrophobic. But, I mean, it's hot in this elevator. She said, well, we will send a direction. And I didn't know what that meant, a direction, to that elevator to open the door. I said, oh, is the elevator alive? It's going to understand your direction? Yeah, just hang on there. So I waited, and I waited for about 3 minutes, and all of a sudden, the door opens up. A lady comes in. She goes, I said, excuse me, I just got stuck. She said, well, I ain't going in there. And she said, and I walked out. And I was supposed to meet Kathy downstairs. She said, and we was on the sixth floor. She said, let's walk. So we got on the steps and walking down. All six steps got up there. It was just amazing. Kathy said, I just wondered why you took so long. I said, well, I was stuck in the elevator, you know. So now the next couple of days, people said, that's the man that was stuck in the elevator. I had a badge of stuckness on me. So when you understand that when you're born again and you bear the marks of Christianity, that your brand says to people, let me say it again, your brand says to others that you have given up complete control of oneself to Christ. Why? Backsliding is not in my dictionary. It's not a part of my DNA. Now, if you don't think the devil, I won't tell you something. I mean, I'm going to be 73 years old, but I still get hit on. Can you believe that? Here I'm in Florida, I come walk, and this beautiful lady, I guess her daughter, she looked about, I don't know, 38, 39, and she looked at me, she goes, hello. I said, hello. She said, you have beautiful hair. I wanted to say, it's not my best feature. I heard that on a movie. I said, well, thank you. How come you have such beautiful hair? I said, you had to ask my mom and daddy. I don't know. And she was just kind of getting a little close. I said, I've got to meet my wife down there. Oh, excuse me. I said, you excused? And I thought to myself, and you got to hear the devil say, what you think? I said, nothing. Nothing. And then I said, that's all you got? That's all you can do? That's it? Then it dawned on me, he can't do nothing else because he's a flesh devil. See, he has no brand. It was burnt off of him, like somebody removing a tattoo. He was a wonderful cherub, but he has nothing anymore and is being destroyed. So when you see him, you see nothing about God in him at all. Yet he still wants to be called. I mean, the devil's so stupid that he named his son Anti. Anti. Don't you think you could think of a better name than Antichrist? How about George or Harry or Fred or something? What's your boy's name? Anti. That's really kind of crazy. You see, so he has no brand, but you do because you're born again. You have ownership. You're owned by something great. Not in a bad way, but a good way. Write this down. Your heart bursts to overflow with the magnificent spirit of consecration. Your heart burst to overflow with the magnificent spirit of consecration. Now, when people say, they love that church so much, they almost can't hardly stay out of that. I mean, they just love being around God. They love talking about God. People have said that about me, Jerry Savelle, and Kenneth Copeland. They call us the three amigos, you know, because we go on vacations together. And they say, all y'all talk about is God. Is there anything else? Everything you see, God is in it. Did you see that pew you're sitting on was once a live tree that God spoke into existence and brought life? Think about that. So we have these sudden bursts of consecration. It just happens. And it can be in the mall. It can be on the back of a horse. It can be on riding a motorcycle. They say, but y'all supposed to rest. We are resting. We have rested in the Lord. You think when God, he created, and on the seventh day he rested, you think he was tired? No. Because he was finished. Well, the reason why I haven't rested yet, because I'm not finished yet. You see, so that outburst of magnificent spirit of consecration. So that's what I think of. I think about when the devil tries to get me to do this or do something that's not honorable before God. I said, I am bought with a price, Satan, that you cannot afford. In other words, each and every one of us are very expensive. Think about that for a minute. Jesus bought and paid a price by his blood for the washing away of your sin. Watch this, never to be remembered against you anymore. That's an amazing thing. That's what it means by a badge of consecration. So I just talk about Jesus all the time. People ask me all the time, what do you do? I said, I become all things to all people. That freaks them out. What do you do? I said, what do you want me to do? Well, the Bible said, become all things to all people. This girl was talking to me not long ago who was waiting on me. I said, how you doing? She said, well, they want to make a lot of money here. I said, oh, so you need some money. She said, excuse me? I said, well, you need some money. Yeah, I said, well, the Lord sent me here to be a blessing to you. Hallelujah. See, they don't see many Christians like that. Hallelujah. They'll give you a can of chili. A box of crackers, which is good. I'm not knocking that. But just reaching in and start giving some money. We were eating. Kathy wanted to go to this crab place. And this man was very good. And this place was jam-packed. So I was sitting next to Meredith. Kathy was across from the table. We're just talking and everything like that. And Meredith likes these smoothies, I guess what you call them. Strawberry smoothies. So Kathy said, I'll have one too. Now, I mean, I don't hardly ever drink it. I might take a bite of it as I like it, but I can't eat too much of that stuff. But if something hit me. It was the spirit of pina colada. You know what pina colada is? I didn't know what it was till Kathy told me what it was. She said, it's coconut and pineapple, right? And it wasn't on the menu. And I said, y'all got any pina? And I never asked for sugar stuff. I said, y'all got any pina colada? Would you like us to make you one? I said, yeah. So he made me one about that big boy. And I thought, this is good. And you got to watch it because it'll brain freeze you. Yes. Kathy was drinking like that. All of a sudden, she went like that. I thought it was God. It wasn't God. Her brain was froze. And sometimes I think it's still froze. But anyway, I mean, no. Just a little funny. It's Father's Day. Forgive. So he did this. So
make sure you know.
Oh, yeah, a virgin. Okay, I don't know anything about pina colada. It's a virgin pina colada. Now, what does that mean? Oh, they got alcohol in it.
Not in that one.
No. Okay, thank y'all. I didn't know. I don't know. I just thought of whatever, you know. So it's, I know. All right, all you all over the world, you're going to hear it tomorrow. That man was drinking pina colada with booze. That is not true. So I got the drink. It was tasting pretty well. Kathy drank most of it. I drank some of it. We had a good time. And I thought, you know, I am here for a reason. We've been going out and eat every day. I'm here for a reason. So while I'm sitting there eating, and I said, can I taste your gumbo? This is in Destin Beach, Florida. I said, because we are connoisseurs of gumbo in New Orleans. He goes, oh, God. I said, I'll let you know if it's good. Now, if you see me spitting over the wall, it ain't no good. So he brought me a little thing, and it was good. I was surprised, you know, because some people think, and I hate that when I travel over, they know I'm a Cajun. We're going to cook you some gumbo. No, please don't do that. What is your dish here? Mexican food. Cook Mexican. Because we had some people cook us some gumbo. It looked like a duck fell in the water and then dove out, and it tasted just as bad. You know, I said, what's your favorite dishes around here? That's what we want, you know, that kind of stuff. So, I mean, and I won't lie. I'm not going to lie. Is it good? I go, no. Oh, people go, that's just rude. No, it's not rude. It's the truth. I said, let me give you a word from God. Don't ever cook this again. Cook what you could at. Well, I've never done it before. We could tell. Well, why didn't you just lie? because of the spirit of consecration. Thought I was off the sermon, huh? See, that's a badge. See, that's ownership. I want people to know that my body, my spirit, my soul is not my own. See, that badge of sacredness. Then I want to talk about the second part of it, advertisement. See, people will know who you are and see something about you if you bear the marks of a Christian, the brand of Christ. Write this down. This is advertisement now. When you speak of Christ, it is the language of a true-hearted veteran. Boy, when you see a veteran that really believes in this nation, it's amazing. When you speak of Christ, it is the language of a true-hearted veteran. I love this month's partner offer, Four Ways to Imitate God. I often say, the only Jesus some people may ever see is the Jesus in you or the Jesus in me. We should be examples of Christ with the fragrance of God on us and flowing through us. Get your copy at jdm.org and start walking in God's great love and power. It's for you. Get it today.
I'm so grateful for this wonderful segment of the show. Sharing the many glorious moments that are happening all over the world always strengthens my faith. I pray that the amazing testimonies you're about to hear will strengthen your faith to believe the Lord for your own glorious moment. So be encouraged and stand on what Jesus says in Mark 11:24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Amen to that. Now let's get started with this glorious moment. I'm so grateful for your teachings on the JDM app. Thank you for all you do. In listening to your messages preached, you've blessed me so much. God bless you, Brother Jesse and Sister Kathy. I love you both from your Florida partners. Thank you. You know, we love our partners and our friends. And this next one says, I'm seeing growth spiritually, financially, and in my health. I gave God a job for debt freedom, and He continues to do just that. I've been consolidating my debts, and the strangest thing happened. The three major credit bureaus are not reporting that I own a house. This opened up a door that has allowed me to consolidate more loans under one umbrella. My health has gone through a James 4:7 transformation, which has revealed spiritual revelation. God has completed more than I could ever ask or think according to the power that works in me. Praise God for that. You know, I love how people are continually blessed by Jesse's teaching, give God a job. And you know, Jesus wants to work on your behalf too. And I have another testimony that I know will bless you. It says, thank you, Jesse, for your biblical knowledge, your clarity in studying. In study is always informative and very helpful in our daily lives. God bless your ministry. Thank you so much. You know, it's such an honor for us to share the gospel everywhere that we can. And I look forward to hearing your glorious moments soon. Bye-bye.
Do you know that every born-again believer has a God-given right to receive overwhelming blessings from God? In my book, Overwhelmed, you'll be challenged to say no to limited thinking by understanding all that belongs to you.
It's your birthright to experience overwhelming favor in every area of your life. Order your physical copy or digital download for your donation of $5 or more at jdm.org.
It's time to be overwhelmed in a good way by God's power. Get your copy and be blessed. Today's message is so important, ladies and gentlemen. We need to be a living billboard of Christ to others. Remember, the badges of sacredness are number one, ownership, number two, advertisement, and number three, genuineness. Think about that. See, Paul was such a genuine man. He said, it's not me that liveth, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, that means that day and time that he was living, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and he gave himself for me. What a powerful scripture. But that was his testimony, and it was such a blessing. And he bore the marks of a Christian, buddy. I encourage you to go to our free JDM app and watch the full message of the badges of sacredness. It will bless you. I'm telling you, it will minister life to you. And have you gotten our partner offer yet? It's my new book, Overwhelmed. See, God doesn't just want to bless you. He wants to overwhelm you with his goodness. You know, people are telling us that this book has really opened their eyes to what God can and wants to do for them. How do I get it? Just get your copy at jdm.org, and all the art information is there. You'll be blessed by it. Partners, thank you. You have overwhelmed me. In 49 years of preaching this glorious gospel, we've never had a financial deficit. Why? Because of your faithful financial support. I trust you, and you trust me. We both trust God. What a blessing of God that is. I mean that sincerely. Nothing too small and nothing too big. You know, I wish things were free, but they're not. And I don't mind paying for it because, you know, people have to make a living somewhere or whatever. I ask you to do your best. You've heard me say it thousands of times over all these years. We ask the Lord for every dollar given to our ministry to give us a soul into the kingdom, and you helping us do that. And I can't thank you enough. We've got great projects going on, and I want you to be a part of that. And together we can reach people, change lives, one soul at a time. It will work. Till next week, Jesse the Planet saying, I love you. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Download the free JDM app with Spanish and English content. You'll have instant access to Jesse and Kathy's anointed messages. Watch our weekly TV program. Hit the Bible tab. Many chapters include media related to what you're reading. Watch live events and chat with others. Download audio messages for on-the-go listening. And giving is available with just a few easy steps. Download the JDM app today.
This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
Are you ready to believe the unbelievable, receive the impossible, because it's doable? In my new book, Believe, you will be challenged to believe the uncompromised word of God so that you can receive all that God has for your life.
Yes, it's time to unlock your faith in God's promises and believe the truth of the gospel. For your donation of $5 or more, you can receive your physical copy or digital download of Believe at jdm.org.
It's time to make your faith work.
Yes.
Order your copy today and remember to believe.
Now, here's the difference between me and God. I can remember my old environment, but God cannot. You know why? He's dead to it. He not only forgave us of our sin, he wiped out our record. He expunged our record, never to be remembered, like as if it never happened, even though you remember it. That's what it means to be dead to sin. You don't even tempted to do that.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.